Amen. My life has been greatly changed and transformed by our pastor's teaching on God has rebranded me in 2023. And I think it's amazing because, excuse me, by profession, I'm a product manager. And so I work directly with our branding and marketing team. So when Pastor came up with this series or got this series from the Lord, I was really excited about it just because of the practical side that I'm familiar with. And one of the things I thought about was any product or any new development for a business, there's always what's known as quality control or quality assurance. How many of you guys have been calling a customer service? You probably can finish this sentence. This call may be recorded and monitored for quality assurance purposes, all that. And so everything that's created, there's a rubric for how it should operate once it's been created. There's no such thing as something being created and then it just goes off on its own parameters, its own requirements for living. It's subject to what the creator put in process and put in place. So just by recap and review, I want to go to Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. And if you have it, say amen. Amen. All right. I think I'm going to come from the NLT version for this one. It says, then God said, let us make human beings in our image to be like us. They will reign over the fish in the sea, the birds in the sky, the livestock, all the wild animals on the earth, and the small animals that scurry along the ground. So this is our reminder that God commanded it so that we would be made in his image. And so with that command, that means that he tells us, he shows us what his image is, and it's our job to conform to that image. For the sake of this example of the product requirements, Genesis 1 and 26 sets our requirements or the standards in order that when testing occurs, we go back to this scripture. So what does the word of God say about testing? Why are tests so important? Remember, I told you products are tested. Mm-hmm. How many people own a car? How many people ever caught a ride with somebody in a car? That's good. Even Charlotte caught a ride this morning, right? So with the car, anything that's created, again, there's all of these inspections. There's these point tests. If you're going to get a state inspection, they check your tires. They check whether or not your emissions are intact. They check all different things. And based on how well they perform, you either pass or you fail. If you fail, it has to be tested what?
Again.
So I want to go to the word of God about tests in the book of James. Let's go to chapter 1. And if you have it, say amen. Okay. Got a couple people still turning. All right. We'll start James 1, verse 2. And then we're going to go back to verse 1 in a second. Excuse me. It says, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations or tests or trials, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. So this tells us that tests are a part of the Christian walk. God is rebranding me in 2023 means that there's going to be a time that we are tested to see if you've really been rebranded. I grew up in New York, and when I was in high school, high schoolers are different now, because I do see high schoolers with Louis Vuitton and Chloe and Chanel and YSL, and I'm like, how? But I remember in high school, we used to, if we had a half day, we would go to the city and we would go to the shops to get the knockoff brand. Yeah, we would go to Canal Street. We would go to Jamaica Ave. You could find some on 42nd. Just all these little spots that we knew we could get the look and feel of the quality brand, but for much less. Now that I know more about the value of money, we would spend like, $45, you can get a really nice knockoff Fendi bag. And now, of course, with inflation, all that, those bags retail at least like $1,500. So you see there's a vast difference between $1,500 and, we'll say with inflation, maybe $100 now. They're probably going for $100, $150. It's much less work. It's much less money. And you still get to look like you got the brand. And the Lord had really been dealing with me about really being rebranded and then looking like you're being, looking like the rebrand. There's a difference between being amongst a church filled with a bunch of people with faith, singing, praising, looking like Christianity. And then when you go home, everything else is different. It's like, ooh, finally I can let my hair down and really be my real self. But I thought the real branded you was on Sunday. I thought that's how you were all the time. And I find that a lot of people kind of get a kick out of being the knockoff, because I get to look like somebody who's consecrated. I get to look like somebody who's living a life that's set apart. But I'm not really doing anything that that person is doing. And you find, I know for me personally, I've been in the Kingdom churches for going on 10 to 11 years now. And I've seen a lot of people come and go. You think everybody in the singles ministry is really doing singles ministry until those judgment points come, those testing times come. And if you think about Matthew 25, you see, what was it, 50% weren't prepared, right? Five wise, five foolish, but they were all virgins. They were all pure, but some were prepared and some weren't. And today I really just want to encourage you to go through the test, count it all joy, as Brother James, as Apostle James tells us, but also pass the test.
Yeah.
Amen. I remember one time in college, please don't do this. One time in college, I don't know why, I just thought it was so cool to be the one giving out all the answers. And I remember, it was a final exam, and I was a freshman, and all of these seniors that absolutely needed this class to pass, they always, I guess I just liked knowing the answers and they didn't, I don't know. And so they would always hit me up, they would, excuse me, they would pay me to do their work, all this stuff. And one day we had a final, and I gave out all the answers. It was actually a digital final, so anyway, I was like sending the answers via email or things like that. Yeah, very egregious. The Lord has saved me. I haven't done that in a long time. And I will not do it again. And I sent the answers over. So do you know all the seniors passed? Do you know I failed? My teacher found out that, my professor found out that I was cheating. And he passed them and I failed. So that means, just like the car with the brakes are not working, I did not pass the state inspection, so I had to go through it again. When you don't pass the test in the season that God really meant for you to pass it, you have to do it again. And I don't know if you've ever been in school when, like, the class is only offered in a certain semester. Like, that's a long time. If it's only a spring class and I missed it this spring, do you know I can't take it in the summer? I can't take it in the fall. I have to wait till the next spring, 365 or 66 days, just to get in the course. I haven't even taken the test. It's not like a year from now I can take the test again. No, a year from now I got to start the process, learn all the lessons again, and then have another opportunity to take the test and hopefully pass. And I don't know about you, but when it comes to my Christian walk, I do not want to take year after year doing the same tests, waiting on the same thing. I mean, I remember when Pastor Rondi said it does not take more than 5 years to come up. It doesn't take more than 5 years, and I'm a witness to that. It doesn't. But when you skip out on tests, or when you look like you've been studying the whole time, you look like you've been in the library. How many of you have been in college and some people doing study hall? Some people on their phone candy crushing during study hall. Other people actually studying.
Yeah.
So you can either get the $45 knockoff bag where the handle's going to come unraveled. You're going to have to super glue something, the buckle going, you know, you kind of start getting a little ashamed once the little knockoff start, you know, unraveling a little bit. People are like, oh, is that your purse? You want me to pick up? No, I get it. The leather's starting to tear. You're like, oh, no, I got it, girl. Or you just holding it like this. You don't want anybody to see. Why? You're ashamed. You're ashamed that you don't have the real thing. But today, you don't have to be ashamed. You can actually be a quality branded product. Amen. Listen to this quote about quality practices. It says, in practically any discipline, it's a good idea, I love this, to have others evaluate your work with fresh eyes. And this is especially true in user experience or web design. Some people create websites and then they wonder why nobody's visiting the websites. Well, if your website is black with white letters, sometimes it's just hard to see. So no, nobody's going to scroll, nobody's going to buy, just because at a first glance, it's too convoluted, it's too busy. So it's a good idea to have somebody else come in. Why? Because you're partial to your own work. Yeah. How many of you have asked, oh, do you think this looks cute? Now, if somebody says, oh no, I wouldn't wear it like that, most times you still go wear it anyway, because that's what you put together. And a lot of times in mentorship, we ask our mentors, what do you think about this? You are already made the plans. What do you think about him? Do you think he's a good fit? You already picked out the venue, put the down payment for the wedding, already got the caterer, went cake tested, everything. It's like, wait a minute, but we've never even seen this gentleman you're talking about, young lady.
Right.
Or vice versa. Yeah, this is my girl. You know, we've been kicking it for a little while. Kicking what?
Yeah.
And do she look like first lady? Like, does she carry herself like any godly women, do you know? Or it's like somebody like, you know, Cardi B, her mentor. And you find that a lot. But you wouldn't know, because they look like the brand, but really they're knockoff. This quote says, your partiality for your work can skew your perception. Learning directly from the people that your work is actually for, the ones who are using it, this enables you to craft a better user experience. So we're reading out of the book of James, and so I thought it would be interesting to talk about what qualifies James to write this admonishment to the church. Well, if you remember in scripture, he had constant contact with the Lord. Let's go to Luke 9:28 really quick in the King James, please. Okay. I hope this is helpful. We're gonna get some solutions too. Okay, Luke 9:28. So it says, and it came to pass, about in 8 days after these sayings, he took who? Peter and John and James, and went up into the mountain to pray. This is at the Mount of Transfiguration. I want us to go up to Mark 5:37 now. It says, as soon as Jesus heard that the word was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogues, be not afraid, only believe. In 37, and he suffered no man to follow him except who? Peter, James, and John. So there's many other occasions where, and other accounts in the Gospels where you will see Peter, James, and John. Peter, John, James. Peter, James, John, the brother of James. Right. But you always hear, you always see James in the mix.
Yeah.
And you might say, well, okay, he's one of the closest to Jesus. So what does he know about temptation? Well, I want to share that he knows a lot about temptation, because one of the things is when you're around the things of God, and I think Pastor touched on this earlier. I was in the back. But when you're around signs, wonders, and miracles, when you're around the things of God, when you're around God's brand of living, debt freedom, random checks in the mail, dream house, dream spouse, lake living, Hemi truck living, sports car living, big SUV with the rims living, and it's nothing wrong with those things, because God tells us all, he gives us all things to enjoy.
Amen.
But when we are around those things, the brand of God, you get a little, the temptation is, oh yeah, I've seen that already. I heard that before. Oh yeah, I know that. Yeah, she just closed on the house. Oh yeah. We just got a brand new 4.5 acre. Yeah. Like, when was the last time you even did that? Oh, you never did it. Okay. So why the anticlimactic response? Well, because you see it a lot.
Yeah.
That's the truth of it, is we see it a lot. We see eyes opened a lot. We see deaf ears open a lot. We see people sow their last $100, right? And then just God just blows your mind. We see it a lot. And that's the temperature check for a great church. You're going to see those things. But the temptation comes that, yeah, I've been there already.
Mm.
I've seen that already.
My God.
And because you see Peter, John, James, the brother of John, like, the temptation for brother James, I believe, was not to be too familiar with Jesus, because he had been with him so long. He had seen so much, and he had 3 years of it. Let's go to Matthew 20:20-21. All right, if you're there, say, I have it. All right. I thought this was interesting, because I didn't necessarily do a Mother's Day message, but this is a mother's request, which, by the way, is not godly. Even in the Old Testament, mothers would often make requests on behalf of their children, so that they would experience favor, so that they would have a lifestyle either more suitable than what they were used to growing up, or just to set them up for success. So the request is not bad, but maybe the heart behind it is what we're going to talk about. It says, then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. Excuse me. And he said, unto her, "What wilt thou, or what would you like?" And she said unto him, "Grant that these two my sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on the left in thy kingdom." And Jesus answered and said, "Ye know not what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I shall drink, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they said unto him, "Yes, yes, we're able. We're able." "Oh, yeah, yeah, I can do that." So that's like coming to Pastor, I think, and this is my imagination. You're in a session with him, and you say, you're new to the church. "Hey, Pastor, the Lord has placed a calling on my life. Yes, I'm called to the nations. You know, I just have a passion. I just have a burden. I just have a burden for souls. I have a burden for souls. And I'm just attracted." Excuse me. "I'm attracted to your ministry. I'm just ready to work. I'm ready to work." Excuse me. "I'm ready to work. I'm ready to work." And he says, "All right, so do you know Romans 10:9? "No, I don't." "Do you know what it says?" "No." "You know who wrote Romans?" "No, but I'm burning with fire for the things of God, and God wants to use me. He sent me to you to be used." He says, "Well, you know, I've been winning souls since I was 6. Have you won any?" "No, no, no, I haven't won any." "Okay, maybe your finances are funding the ministry. So are you a tither?" "No, that's really like Old Testament kind of stuff. So I just, you know, when the Lord just kind of lets me know to give, I'll do it. So that's pretty much what I do." It's just like I hear a pastor saying, like, "Are you able to do what I do? Like, you're saying you called to me. You're saying you have this brand. You're saying we're the same brand, but you look like a knockoff. And based on the works alone that the Lord has allowed me to work while being on this earth, we don't look the same. We're not the same, actually. This is what I believe is taking place here." I think Salome is her name. She is asking a great thing from the Lord. Granted, she was worshiping him. She was worshiping Jesus. She did desire something, and there's nothing wrong with the desire. But the heart behind what you desire, a lot of times we want the things that our mentors have, but we haven't done anything that our mentors say or do. And that's the epitome of a knockoff product. That's not a quality product. That's a product that's trying to skip steps. When a product skips quality steps, you end up seeing it at a 99-cent store. It's not usable the way it was that it was supposed to be in the beginning. So my challenge to us all today is to remain in a state of humility and receive the grace of God that's needed to serve the Lord the way he commands. And as we have exposure to our leaders, just like James, right? As we have exposure to the things of God, the brand of God, the branded leaders, if you will, remember that we should appreciate them for who God called them to be. Here's 3 things that I use to help me not get too familiar. And I'm still learning. I'm still growing in this as well. I'm not saying this is what you need to do because you're not doing it. I'm speaking to myself as well. The first one is keep a book of remembrance for the things given and the sacrifice made for us by our leaders and mentors. Whenever I get a word from the Lord, from a pastor, a man of God, a first lady, I write it down. I might write it on an index card, then I'll put it in a note in my phone. And I find index cards like a lot, actually, with, hey, this is what I'm believing for. And I found one the other day, I should have brought it. But like, I had 7 bullet points and literally like 6 of those have already come to pass. So I'm just so grateful because I'm like, this is what's gonna help us win if we, number one, don't take lightly when they take time to even call you out of a service. Like, thank you for even coming, walking to me and laying hands while I was holding the baby this morning. Like, that means a lot. And you actually need that. Because remember what I said, when you don't have somebody else looking at what you're doing, when you don't have somebody else's, not buy-in, but when you don't have their take on your product or the way you're living, you become skewed in your own mind and you think, hey, I'm fine, I'm perfect, there's nothing wrong with me. When in actuality, all products go through that testing period. Even when it's successful and we finally launch it, okay, we want this camera. This camera is out, it's on the market, it's selling. The iPhone 14 is selling off the shelves. Everybody wants it. They want it in blue. They want it in black. They want it in white. We're doing crazy in our sales. $1 billion valuation company. All of that. Do you know, like, they still go through quality checks, even after being successful. So my encouragement to you is, even after you get what you believe God for, still allow your mentor to test you in those areas. Today I want to share with you 5 testers. And I'm using some of the terms from a software development standpoint. There's 5 testers that we should embrace and make adjustments to be the quality brand / product. Number one is the word. If we can go to Hebrews 4:12. The Bible says that for the word of God is alive, is powerful. Some may say it's quick. Some versions may say it's quick. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts. And what did James' mother have? A desire. She desired that her sons have a special seat when the kingdom comes. Jesus said, it's not for me to even give that seat. So the word is going to test those decisions that you make. Next is mentors. Let's go to Luke 6:40. I love this scripture. Students are not greater than their teacher. They're not greater than their teacher. They're not greater than their teacher. Students are not greater than their teacher. They're not greater than their teacher. They're not greater than their teacher. Students are not greater than their teacher. I know we have some teachers in here. They're not greater than you, right? That's your classroom, your rules. They're not greater than you. So just like we tell our students, this is my classroom, da 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 da. No, this is our pastor's church, right? That the Lord has entrusted him with. And like his programs and systems and things that's in place, that's what he put in place. And we're not greater than that. But the student, don't get sad, but the student who is fully trained will become like his teacher. So when you go through and you pass these tests, right, in the season, then you graduate from, hey, I'm just coming to church, just kind of feeling them out. You graduate to, I'd like to help clean the bathrooms. Nothing is beneath me. I just want to help. To, okay, I'm greeting people at the door. Okay, I'm helping First Lady. I'm serving her. I'm praying specifically for Pastor and First Lady and the First Family. Okay, now I'm doing this assignment. He's asking me to go to a hospital. He's asking me to go to a shelter. He's asking me to go to the jail. These are all levels of promotion. And I hope that we don't see it as, dag, why are they always calling me to do something? Number one, that's a bad heart. That's a bad heart. That's a bad heart. Well, don't they know I got a schedule too? And you don't think our leaders have a schedule? Like everything that you could, that the enemy could bring to you to refute is stuff that they have as well. So we have to be diligent and sober-minded enough to know when the enemy's trying to take you apart from a ministry. And before we go to our new church, I really believe we have to get shored up in that area. Amen. Pastor, I hope that's okay. We do have to get strong in that area. Otherwise, we won't make it. We won't get to the grand opening. Be very careful of that. Next tester is the Holy Spirit, Galatians 5, 22 through 23. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. I'm in the NLT translation. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against these things. So if you're outside of these divisions of the fruit of the Spirit, you're not passing your test. I like that faithfulness is listed because faithfulness to me has a dual meaning here. Being faithful, full of faith, meaning for manifestation of the things of God to come to pass, but also just faithful, meaning I just don't miss. I'm here. I'm here. Hey, we need so-and-so to do. I'm here. Do you know that PTO is a thing? I felt like I said this one other time. But do you know PTO is something? It's called paid time off. And many jobs offer it. And like, you don't have to say, oh man, the conference is starting at that time. Dang, I gotta work. God blessed me with this job, so I gotta work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not gonna be able to be. Who blessed you with it? So God blessed you with it, but he can't get your time through your leaders asking. Or better, just not having them to ask us. I'm just there with you, Pastor. Where are you going to be? Oh, that's where you're going? Yeah, I'm going there. There's no project too big, because if God is wanting us to be in a certain place, you don't think that he did all the preparatory work to soften your boss's heart that day? Whereas maybe in times past when you wanted to take off, just so you could go to Miami Beach or something, South Beach, girls trip, guys trip, whatever. I don't know. I don't want to get into that, I guess. Maybe they were harsh at that time, but for the work of the Lord, yeah, you could take off. That's fine. We'll just have so-and-so cover. And you might even think to yourself, they never do that. Yeah, because it's for God. Next up is Jesus. We'll spend a little time here. Jesus inspects your fruit. Let's go to Matthew 25, 23. I think I'm going to start there. His Lord said to him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord." Then he had received the one talent, came and said, "Hey, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man and everything. And I know you come to reap where you've not sown. And I know you come to gather where you've not really scattered seed. And so what happened was I was afraid. And then when I went and what after that, then I had hid your talent in the ground, you see? So, but look, it's right there. There you have it. That's what's yours." But his Lord answered and said, 26, "You wicked and lazy servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed." He's saying you knew the testing requirements. You knew I set you up. I let you know what my instructions are. I let you know what my requirements are to be a quality product. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers. And at my coming, I would have received back my own with interest. So here's the repercussion. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant or the unprofitable goods. Remember, I said sometimes you can find certain name brands in a liquidated store. Well, it wasn't really specced out, or it didn't meet the specifications or qualities of the official product. So in an effort to not just completely get rid of it, they just, you know, let you get it at the 99 cent store or something like that. But I want to be a vessel of honor. I don't want to be a fifth string at KCOH. I don't want, like, pastor being like, oh, gosh, well, I guess let me see if I can call her, see if she can do it. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be that member. You don't want to be that employee. You don't want to be that spouse. You want to be a refreshment to whoever you're serving. Lastly, this is the last tester, the eyes of the Lord or God. Let's go to 2 Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9. I think I'm going to stay with the A portion. But it says, the eyes of the Lord search the whole earth in order to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. So the eyes of the Lord, they see everything in the earth. He sees what's going on. He sees when you do foolishness, when you do foolishly. He sees when you're being wise. He sees when you're being catty or messy. He sees when you're being stingy. He sees when you're being rude. He sees when you're being lax, when you're not interested. He knows when basically your fire has gone out for him. He knows when your love has gone cold for people. When anybody asks you to do anything for them and you're like, oh, why? They always asking me. Like, that's an area, that's a test, right? That's a point where you need to grow. And so, again, I want to go back to our theme scripture in James chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 1 this time. Because James gives us his credentials. But the way he words it, it sounds like he had been through something where maybe these characteristics he didn't always possess. Instead of just being the ones that used to run with Peter and John, he identifies himself as, I am James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad. He's saying, one translation says, I'm a slave to Christ. Mm-hmm. At this point, he's saying, whatever Jesus tells me to do, I do it. And I do it with joy. I do it with the right heart. It sounds like he had been challenged in some areas that maybe he didn't have the right heart. But now, coming to a point, I think he graduated. And the reason why is because we have a book called James. There's some disciples that didn't graduate because I don't even see their name, like in this, you see this big font? See, James. Even when you do the audio on the Bible, the book of James. But I never hear the book of Judas, the book of Thomas. You never hear that. And I know that because there's certain things that they didn't graduate from. There's certain tests that they didn't pass. And so for us, how awesome would it be for our names to be written in the Lamb's Book of Life? How awesome would it be for us to be remembered as, oh yeah, she was there. She just consistent. I've never seen her miss an offering. If you're absent, you're sending your offering with somebody else, you're trying to, hey, if I cash app you the money, can you cash app it to the church? Whatever, I mean, that probably doesn't make sense, but they're just the heart behind it. Hey, I got to get my seed there, and I know I'm not going to be there this one time, but I have a habit, I have a reputation of just being there and not being there to check it off. I'm there, but because you really want to be there. That's the quality of a branded product. And that was our message today, the quality of a branded product. So today, I pray this was a blessing to you all. Thank you, Pastor, for this opportunity. And I believe we'll go to the Lord in prayer. Or